like to introduce the first speaker, and ladies first, so it will be Alicia Kay from the Wednesday night Villanova Group of NA in the Butler area of NA.
My name's Alicia, I'm an addict. Before I get started, I just want to have a moment of silence, and I'm going to invite a higher power of my understanding in, and if you would do the same. I'm pretty nervous, so I'm just going to put that out there. My clean eight is actually 16 months ago today. It's pretty exciting. But I remember when I was asked to speak on this topic, I felt like I was in a pretty good spot where I was at in my recovery with self-acceptance, and I felt like I might have had something to say. And that was back in April. And a lot's happened since then, and like one of the things that like I've learned between now and then, cause, like every day in this program is a lesson, is that like some days like I don't have any self-acceptance, and like that's okay, and like that's the one thing that I've learned, like that, like a lot of the other things in this program, like it's not like a once and done thing. Like I don't just get self-acceptance, I don't just arrive. Like surrender, it's something that I have to keep working at every day. And maybe there's a day when I don't work at it, and like that's okay too. And it's always been a challenge for me even before I came into recovery, because like one of the character defects that I definitely have is like perfectionism, and I've never really felt like I fit in or like I belonged, and like I always felt apart from instead of a part of. Like, that always just used to eat at me. And, like, even though, like, my parents were pretty loving growing up, I didn't feel it. And I never felt like I measured up to what they wanted. And I have an older sister, and she was always, like, really good at sports, and she was really well-liked. And I wasn't the same way. I preferred to be, like, by myself. I didn't feel like I fit in. I was like a smarter kid, which, big surprise, I think addicts are some of the smartest people in the world, right? But like I just didn't feel a part of, even if I participated in something, I didn't feel like I was good enough. So that kind of carried with me, and like it carried through when I picked up, and it carried through when I got clean. Like it didn't matter how many meetings I went to. Like, I didn't feel like I was doing enough for my recovery, or how thoroughly I felt like I worked a step. I didn't feel like I was doing enough. But, like, one of the things that, like, I continue to try to work on is, like, giving myself a break and trying to remember that, like, the standards that I hold myself to are not the standards that I would hold other people to. Like, I wouldn't say the things that I say to myself to like my worst enemy sometimes when I'm not feeling that self-acceptance. And I was talking to my sponsor about this a little while ago because I was feeling really funky, and she asked me like what I would say to like one of my sponsees or like one of my friends, and it was hard to like apply that to myself, like to apply that love to myself. Because that's like what I think of when I think of self-acceptance. I think of self-love. And it's hard when I don't feel worthy. And some days I do, but some days I don't. I'm sorry, I'm getting real emotional. I was really nervous and amped up before I got up here. But I think the other thing that like I've been really thinking about over the last couple months with self-acceptance and self-love is that it doesn't matter how much I think about it, because this is a program of action. And even if I like look in the mirror and do like a positive affirmation, if I don't treat myself well, it's just words. So I've been trying to act my way into a new way of thinking. I don't know, like it's definitely been like a theme for me, not just in recovery but in life, but as far as recovery goes, like I remember the first time I read the IP about it, and if you're in this room and you haven't read that pink IP, I highly suggest picking it up. I've read it many times, but I cried the first time it was brought up as a literature discussion in a meeting because I was just so mad at myself for being an addict. And like before I can even work on accepting myself as a whole, like I have to work on accepting myself as an addict. And that's a big part of like step one, you know. And so like the base level to me of like self-acceptance is like working yourself out of that denial and just coming to believe that like that's okay. Even if you don't like it, and I still don't like it most days. Well, I don't know. I think we still have a good time here. I mean, they say this is the greatest show on earth. I think once I like got beyond like accepting myself like as an addict, you know, then like the next step to that to me is like letting in that higher power, and coming to believe that like I can be restored to sanity and that there is like a higher power that can love me even if I can't love myself, and that there are people in this room or in the rooms in general that can love me even if I don't love myself. And I think that's one of the most beautiful things about this program. So, I don't know, if you're new and you feel like you don't have any self-acceptance today, you know, keep working on it and keep coming back. And I feel like if I keep talking, like it's just going to be like self-will and not my will. So that's all I have. I'm sorry, that was really short.
Thanks, and I'd like to introduce the second speaker. That's Lucas C. He's from the Common Bond Group of NA, which is in the Beaver Valley area.
My name's Lucas, I'm an addict.
Hey, Lucas.
Alicia, that was awesome. Appreciate you getting me centered. I brought these up because like it looks cool, and my predecessors did it, and I was like, yeah, that's damn. You know what I mean? I probably won't even open them, but you know what I mean? Well, like I said, I'm Lucas, I'm an addict. I'm not going to reopen the meeting because I think that the vibe's real good right now. Self-acceptance. I mean, she hit it on the head. Like when I got asked, I was like, yeah, I accept myself. That's right. You know what I mean? And then like I get up here and I'm like, oh, maybe I don't accept myself. And it's tough. It's like an ongoing thing. I know for me, when I was younger growing up, kind of like Alicia said, like I hung on my brother's coattails. You know what I mean? I wanted to be like him. I never knew like really who I was or what I wanted. All I did was try and do what he did because people liked him. So I figured if I acted like him and did what he did, that people would like me too. You know what I mean? And it kind of goes back to that like being a chameleon, you know what I mean? And being able to fit in anywhere and do anything and act a certain way. And through doing that, through most of my life, I really lost who I was. I don't even know who I, you know what I mean? When I came in here, I was like, broken, nobody wanted to talk to me, I didn't know who I was, I didn't know what I wanted, and I didn't know what was going to happen. You know what I mean? All I knew is that I didn't want to live the way that I was living, you know, and that I didn't want to die a using addict. Because I thought that's what was going to happen. You know what I mean? It was bad at the end, just like for all of us. You know what I mean? And created many ends. Different ends. You know what I mean? The materialistic things going one time, and then the spiritual going the next, and you know, just the health, everything, all different ends. But like the spiritual bottom for me was the worst, because like I believe that as a human, I need interpersonal relationships with people in order to survive. You know what I mean? Without having that, like, I don't have a chance to live. Like, through isolation, you know, it's just like when they, in prison, when they isolate you in prison, and you just go downhill, your mental status goes downhill, everything goes downhill. And that's why I believe, like, the most important thing is, you know, one addict helping another. You know, above all, you know, it's unparalleled, like they say. Which means that, like, that's the most important thing. And that's how I started working on self-acceptance. Is I came in, didn't know who I was. I had been living three different lives. You know what I mean? So how do I have self-acceptance when I'm living three different, I say lives, but they're lies. You know what I mean? I was down in New Orleans. I was a firefighter. So that was one life. I was a dope fiend, that was the other, and I was a debt collector. So I had like three different lives that I was trying to keep up and like pretend like I was a son to a family that was 2,000 miles away worrying about me. You know what I mean? And like I used to keep a book of lies so that I would know what I told to what person. You know what I mean? So I'd be able to look back and be like, all right, I told them this so I can continue to lie. You know what I mean? And make it all work out. Like through that and through hanging on my brother's coattails and through fantasizing, you know what I mean, of what my life could be or what I wanted it to be or who I should be or how things could be, you know what I mean, I lost who I was. You know what I mean? And so I came in here with no idea on who I really was. You know what I mean? And this program, my sponsor says, is set up for people that are sick. If you ain't sick, this program don't work. If you are not sick, the program will not work for you. And the reason I know that I'm sick is because the shit's working for me. You know what I mean? I came in here and people loved me unconditionally without caring about what my past was or the things that I had done or the drugs that I had used or why I arrived. They loved me just because I arrived. You know what I mean? It's like I try to do that today when a newcomer comes. Like I'm like, oh, so what's your drug of choice? You know what I mean? What's your drug of no choice? Like I don't start asking those kind of questions. You know what I mean? I just welcome them with open arms and ask what I can do to help. You know what I mean? And being grateful that they're there. And through trying to just be myself and seeing that other people, you know, like who I am. You know what I mean? That enables me to start liking who I am. You know what I mean? Because I seek outside approval. So if somebody else likes me, I like myself. You know what I mean? And that's not always good. But if I'm acting myself and I'm being myself and I'm being true and honest and people still like me, maybe that's a good sign. You know what I mean? And so like I rely heavily on external motivators. You know what I mean? Because a lot of times I don't have the internal motivation to do this. You know what I mean? Because do I love myself? Sometimes. You know what I mean? But a lot of times like I want to give up. You know? And so like I rely on my wife. I rely on my son, my family, my friends. You know what I mean? To like get me through those times that my internal motivation lacks and that my self-love is low and my self-acceptance is non-existent. You know what I mean? And like Lisa said, it's up and down all over the place. Some days are good, some days are bad. But like in the overall picture, progress is all that matters. You know what I mean? I'm human. I'm going to make mistakes. And like I realized that today. You know, and like through being honest in this program, like I've learned to pretty much be the same person all the time. You know what I mean? And the more often that I am the same person all the time, the greater my self-acceptance becomes. Because I learn to just be me. You know what I mean? And look, like, I brought somebody with me to keep me honest, because a lot of times I like to get up here and just tell lies. You know what I mean? And sound good up in front of you guys. But it's not always all good. Like, I met my wife in rehab. The most beautiful woman in the world. I met her in rehab. And it like really changed my life. Like, even applying it to a self-acceptance thing, like, she helped me become the person that I am today, and she helped me learn to love myself and accept myself, because she accepted me for who I was. I didn't have to act cool around her. You know what I mean? I didn't have to, like, try and be special or try and be different. You know what I mean? As I acted myself, she loved me back. And so that taught me to be myself. You know what I mean? And like the same thing with friends and other people. Like, the more that I just let go and was honest and acted like who I was, the more people loved me. You know what I mean? And so, like, I've learned that it's like, it's okay to be myself, and it's okay to have defects, and it's okay to not be perfect. You know what I mean? Like, she mentioned perfectionism, and that's huge. You know what I mean? Like, I always want to be better. Nothing's ever good enough. And a lot of times when I do that, I get like a narcissistic type mindset where, like, I become better than. And I try and stay away from that, because we're all equal in here. Like, I used to put people that were at the podium on a pedestal. And there's a big difference. You know what I mean? Just because you're up at the podium does not mean you're on a pedestal. And, like, I learned that real quick the first time I got behind a podium. You know, like, I'm no different than anybody. Anybody that comes up here is no different. All somebody might have is a little more experience in dealing with something. That's it. I'm just trying to get another day clean. And in order to accept myself, I have to forgive myself. You know what I mean? That's a big, big part of it for me. I have to forgive myself for the things that I have done in my past, and understand that the reason that I did the things that I did was because I was trying to get the next one. You know what I mean? I was in the grips. And, like, as soon as I finally put the drug down, like, slowly I started to see that, like, I'm not that bad of a person. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a good person, and I love to help people. And, like, through helping people, like, I help myself tremendously. Like, I think that's the most important thing that we can do in this program. You know what I mean? Because, like, our predecessors set this up, but the newcomer is who carries this on. You know what I mean? And without that, we don't have anything. It's really hard. Self-acceptance is hard. And it's something that, I'm just going to go ahead and say it, that we all have problems with. Everybody coming into these rooms, we all have a problem with self-acceptance. And I'd say, like, my sponsor says he's at like 85% self-acceptance. I'm probably like 50-50. You know what I mean? Like, some days it's all good. You know what I mean? And then some days, like, I feel worthless. You know what I mean? And I don't love myself. And the feelings that come, that I don't know. There's days where, like, I remember when I was getting high, there was days that, like, I surrounded myself with people that were worse than me. You know what I mean? Because if you were worse than me, I wasn't that bad off. You know, and so like I tried to make myself feel better. You know, and like I still find myself doing that today. And trying to like put myself above people, you know, when I'm feeling bad about myself. And that's a scary thing. You know what I mean? Because once I start trying to think or feel like I'm better than, like, I got a shitstorm coming for me. You know what I mean? And, like, I don't want to be a part of that. I really don't. But, like, I can't control the feelings that come in. I can't control the thoughts that come in. You know what I mean? All I can control is how I react to them and the action that I put in behind them. And it's tough, man, because days like there's days where I'm myself, and then there's days where I want to be something different, and I fantasize. You know what I mean? And those are the days that are dangerous for me, because, like I said, like all I have is today. All it takes is one bad day. You know what I mean? One bad day where I'm feeling shitty about myself. I don't love myself. I don't accept myself. I can get high. Because I love to get high. Like, I love to get high. That's like, that's my shit. That was like the hardest thing, was lamenting the loss of my addiction. You know what I mean? My right-hand man could go to for anything. You know what I mean? When I was sad, angry, lonely, mad, happy, just to make it better. You know what I mean? And not having that avenue of relief early on in recovery, you know, really screwed with me. You know, and having to deal with the feelings that came in and feel them. And that's when self-acceptance is real low. You know what I mean? Early on, when the cloud dissipates and I can start feeling things, and I feel worthless about myself and feel shitty for the actions that I did and you know, that I didn't deserve, you know what I mean, the chance that I was getting. And it's hard to get out of. And like I said, like the only way that I got out of it was like through other people loving me for who I was. But like most importantly, I had to be honest. I had to make the decision and imply the action that I was going to be honest on a daily basis. Because I've come in here before and I've lied and gotten help for my lies. What does that do? You know what I mean? Like, I'm lying about a situation or lying about how I was or what I did or how I'm feeling, and people are giving me help for the lies. That shit don't work. You know what I mean? So, like, most importantly, above all, like, I had to get honest. And through being honest, like, I've gained some self-acceptance. You know what I mean? Through sitting down and working on some stuff and being able to forgive myself for the things that I've done in my past, you know what I mean? I've gained some self-acceptance and some self-love. And it's a little bit different than self-worth. You know what I mean? I get those mixed up sometimes, self-worth and self-acceptance. Because self-worth doesn't have anything to do with me accepting myself as I am with my defects. You know what I mean? That's what self-acceptance is about, is knowing that I'm not going to be perfect ever. That I'm human, and that I need to stop trying to be perfect because I'm just going to let myself down every time. You know what I mean? And so once I stopped setting expectations on stuff, that was big. You know what I mean? Because every time I set expectations on shit, I got my hands involved. And anytime I get my hands involved in something, I fuck it up. It's simple. You know what I mean? Like, I'm unable to make rational decisions on my own. So with that being said, from the moment I came out of the womb and was able to make my own decisions, it was downhill. Downhill. You know what I mean? And so today, I try not to make my own decisions on big things. You know what I mean? I ask for help. You know what I mean? And I seek other people's opinions. You know, because a lot of times the decision that I'm about to make is not the healthy decision. And it's a process. It's a process. It's up and down. I don't think I'll ever have 100% self-acceptance. I think that's impossible as a goal to set, because emotions are, I can't control them. I cannot control what thoughts, emotions, or events are going to happen in my life. You know what I mean? So how can I say that I have 100% self-acceptance? I can't, and I don't. And it's just one addict helping another without parallel. That's like top dog right there. Without that, this shit don't work. Without that, like, I would never been able to have any self-acceptance. You know what I mean? I'd be stuck at the same person that I was when I came in here. And, you know what I mean? For this program, I'm truly grateful. And, you know, they say a grateful addict will never get high. It's hard to remain grateful all the time. You know what I mean? And I don't. But I do my best. And just a combination of all those things that I touched on has helped me grow with some self-acceptance. You know what I mean? Like, I came in here like the gangster from New Orleans. You know what I mean? Nobody could fuck with me. I was hardcore. And, you know what I mean? I've turned into to who I really am, which is just like a calm, cool, collected guy that, you know what I mean, listens to country music. Except on the ride up here, we were banging everything. We were getting ready. So, like, I put in some old rap CDs. You know what I mean? I was trying to see who I was going to be up here today. You know? And so we were really feeling it. Until I got in here and I was like, fuck. I don't want to be anybody. But yeah, like I said, I'm grateful to be here. You know what I mean? This is the, coming in here and being asked to speak is an honor. I try not to let it boost my ego, because when it boosts your ego, a lot of times my self-acceptance like goes downhill. Self-acceptance goes down, ego goes up, and that's never good. The further apart that they get, the closer I am to getting high. So like, I try and maintain the ego and the self-acceptance and like try and keep them on the same line, you know. And so if I can do that, and most importantly, not take nothing, you know what I mean, I got a chance to become a better person. So I always like to end with, you know, NA won't open the doors to heaven and let you in, but it will open the doors to hell and let you out. Thank you. I'm Lucas. I'm an addict.
Thank you, Lucas.